Hello everyone, I am Dr. C.J. Varghese, welcoming all of you to the Global GNM Health Tips Day 302. We continue today with the biological special program of the epidermis, the outer layer of skin. Most of the people believe very firmly what the conventional medicine teaches about measles, German measles or rubella and chickenpox. Even the followers of alternative systems of medicines, including homeopathy, consider these diseases as brought about by the activity of specific viruses attacking the skin. Any number of experiences are there for me to confirm what the German new medicine teaches about these so-called diseases. They all occur due to the generalized separation conflicts affecting the entire body. They usually occur in infants and children because they are much more vulnerable towards the separation conflicts occurring at home or at school. So far, no one has isolated the so-called specific viruses alleged to be the causative agents of these diseases. They say that viruses undergo mutations and hence the viruses are supposed to get changed as they go on entering new hosts through longer periods of time. There are evidences of these diseases dating back to ancient times, proving that they cannot be produced by any type of viruses. But the explanation of GNM that they are brought about by the unchangeable conflict of separation must be true. Depending on the intensity of the conflict of separation, the affected layers of the epidermis also will vary, determining the diagnosis of measles, German measles, and chickenpox. There were many a time confusions among medical people in differentiating the skin rashes as simple measles, German measles, and chickenpox. The conflicts of separation in cases of measles and rubella do not go deeper like that of chickenpox. Rubella causes milder symptoms than measles because the conflict of separation is milder. If the healing processes are associated with active abandonment conflicts, the blisters on the skin can turn to be more dramatic, and this is called as syndrome in German New Medicine. The fever is usually an accompanying symptom that occurs during an intense healing phase. If these three above conditions are alleged to be caused by viruses, there is another so-called bacterial infection causing rashes on the skin, and that is called the scarlet fever. The conventional medicine theorizes it to be caused by the infection by Streptococcus bacteria. According to German New Medicine, scarlet fevers occur when the separation conflicts affect the underside and upper side of the epidermis, and subsequently, when the conflicts get resolved, the typical skin rashes appear. Fever is also an accompanying symptom and hence the name. GNM explains all other common accompanying symptoms by its conflict theory. For example, a red swollen tongue called as raspberry tongue occurs after a possible food-related oral conflict. A strep throat can be the result of the conflict not wanting to swallow a morsel. This morsel can be a real food morsel or a figurative one, like a situation that is hard to swallow. There is no proof to establish that these childhood diseases are contagious. Of course, they can occur rarely in adults also. In any case, there are no evidences to prove the existence of specific viruses causing these so-called contagious diseases. In all these cases, there are evidences of separation conflicts or wanting to separate. Very often, there occur collective separation conflicts in schools or at home. It may be a separation associated with a schoolmate or teacher at school and with a sibling at home. It is common in children at kindergarten when they are conflict active for a longer time, immediately after they join, and develop typical rashes on the skin when they resolve their conflicts by getting accustomed with the new atmosphere and becoming confident that their moms will definitely come to pick them up from the schools. The skin rashes are signs of resolution of conflicts according to German New Medicine. Pediatricians allege the rashes as caused by viruses if they find that the child is not vaccinated against the measles and keep silent if the child is already vaccinated. Reason for spreading of these skin rashes in a number of individuals, whether at school or at home, is due to the conflict of not being allowed or not wanting to have contact with someone who is already known to have an infectious skin disease. It is not the so-called disease that spreads, it is the conflict that really spreads. If you examine closer, you will be able to conclude that every outbreak of such infectious skin rashes occur due to the fear of coming in contact with so-called infected individuals. Friends, GNM is really a revelation of truths and a revolution in the field of medicine. You will please share this among your friends and contacts. Let every individual be delivered free from the fear of diseases. I am Dr. C.J. Varghese from Kerala, India.